Do you want to discover the path to find your peace, love, purpose, and happiness? Then get ready for a time of healing radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I join Dr. Pat every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and help you, the listeners, understand the journey of your own healing to enlightenment. Learn about the buried gifts within us all and explore body, mind, and spirit through the show's unique blending of spirit and earth. Get in touch with the deeper purpose within as I share the story and tools needed to enhance and enrich your life. Ignite your sacred fusion power and unveil the authentic you on A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, now.
Wow. Felice.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. Felice Diana is the host of this fabulous show, A Time of Healing Radio. And for those of you out there, just so you know, there's so much you can find out about Felice, whether you're looking to understand more about peace and love and purpose and happiness, or exploring the body, mind, spirit. The show not only does that, but in the work that she does, for example, in what she does and how she does it, she is on a mission. Today, what we're looking at how God works in mysterious ways. And I think this is part of a progressive conversation, right, Felice?
Yes.
About you and why you've come to be in the world today the way you are, but more importantly, why you're on a mission to ignite sacred fusion power.
Yes. So I am on this mission because I know without doubt that God works in very mysterious ways, because he's worked in my life in extremely mysterious ways and continues to do so. It's a matter of you saying, as we've discussed before, yes to the journey and really embracing it and trusting it. And so I wanted to continue a little bit with my story of how sometimes God works in such mysterious ways that things turn around right in front of our very eyes and we're in shock, surprise, in awe, and we just can't believe what's just happened. So for the listeners who have been tuning in, I decided several months later to return to visit with this doctor. Now, I had done my surgery already with another surgeon, so I knew the situation might be awkward, but I had this really strong urge that I needed to speak to this man. When something so big as happened to you in a stranger's office, you kind of feel a little linked to the person because you've gone into the oneness with that person. And in that oneness, the souls only have love for another soul. Actually, there isn't a place actually for any other feeling but love. And so I returned, I made an appointment, and I went. And interestingly enough, I prayed actually before, because I really hadn't got a total understanding of what this really was about for me, even though I'd learned things along the way. And I waited in the waiting room and I looked around the waiting room. It now was in this lifetime. I didn't see the old pictures. Everything looked as if it was now. And of course, I got called into his office. I went into the office and I was waiting for him to come in. And I looked around there and everything now was this lifetime. And so he came through the door and I was sat behind the door and he kind of walked in. He's a very big energy, but a big earthly energy. And I could see, had trepidation to look around. But he did. And he looked around and he looked at me and he said to me, "You look different today." And I thought, oh, okay, maybe I'm going to get some answers here. And I asked, how did I look different? And he kept on looking and looking. And he said to me, oh, you've put a color on your hair. And I was really surprised at that, because even Larry doesn't notice if I've put a color on my hair. And it was a very subtle difference, but he noticed it. And I thought, that's strange. Maybe, you know, this, I'm going to get to know some stuff here. And he thought, he tried to push me about what I'd done to my hair. And I really didn't want to go there, because I really wanted to talk this deep spiritual stuff with him. And I said to him, well, actually, he said, well, let's talk about your surgery then. And I said, well, actually, I've done it. And at this point, he was a bit annoyed, because I guess, you know, from an ego point of view, a surgeon is like, well, why didn't you use me?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, it was the way you were going to do it. It wasn't true. I didn't tell him that I'd been told not to use him in the experience. And I said, but I'm here for a different purpose. I said, the last time I was here, I had a divine experience here. And I said, I hope you don't think that's crazy. And he said, no, I don't. I said, well, at the same time, I felt your soul. And with that, everything turned around. And he turned to me and he said to me, I'm not here to help you. You're here to help me. And I said, you know, I think you might be right.
Hmm.
But I have never thought about it in that way, because you're the doctor. And what I realized was that he was the doctor, but he was here for a soul correction. He had to do a soul correction, because part of him was in alignment, but the other part was not. And so he then started to talk to me about his life over the last several months and how awful it had been. Now, you have to understand, he'd never met me except once before. And he didn't want me to stop talking to him. He realized that he had work to do. And so I asked him if he could help me. What did he experience the last time? And he told me that he couldn't say he did experience anything. He couldn't remember seeing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I walked out of that room kind of really wondering what just happened. And I realized that God was showing me that, in fact, I had to do the heal. I was the healer. He was a doctor, but I was the healer. And that the two were different, that I was a spiritual healer and he was a doctor who had gone to university and had got many degrees. I, on the other hand, had not done that, but mine was a spiritual gift. And so I came out, and it really had kind of affirmed what I'd been learning about myself. And it was really an amazing experience, because he was indeed powerful on an earthly level. And yet that experience absolutely had empowered me.
Mm. Yeah. Just for our listeners, to put this in context, you know, the first time we got together, you were sharing the story of sacred fusion power and the journey and the gifts, the healing gifts that were communicated to you. And so this is part two of that story, right?
Yes.
In terms of, you know, how this has come together for you. And so for people listening, right, you know, one of the things that we're always amazed by is the many blessings, the many gifts that are presented in front of us and to us. And, you know, it sounds like for you, you got to fully experience this, but at some level, you are still trying to process it.
Yes, that's right. I was, because it's very hard to really believe this of yourself. It was very hard for me to believe this of myself because it was so different from anything I'd ever done before. And I hadn't really done anything as far as meditation, healing work, learning any of this at all. And yet I had had this gift. And when I could reflect back on my life, because I'd been a very big animal rescuer, plus the fact that my mum had had very severe Tourette syndrome. So I had lived as a child with a mum with Tourette syndrome. I had learned compassion very early on in my life. I'd learned to be very compassionate, but I think I'd brought these, some of these gifts in with me in this reincarnation, and but didn't realize that, didn't realize at all how this universe worked, how God worked, how spirit worked in our lives. And I could look back and I could see the links in my life as to how it had brought me to this point, because I'd had many hours of living, wondering why I was born, what was my purpose in life. And I'd done this from being a kid because of my mum's Tourette's, because it was very hard to live with it. And to and as a child, you don't really understand it. And in fact, in that time, nobody understood what Tourette's
was. Right. No, that's true, right?
Yeah. So I could never get my answers as to what this was. But what I knew was that my mum, despite the Tourette's, had really given me a kind of good feeling about myself as a woman. She'd always taught me to respect myself, to never compromise my core values. She taught me a lot despite this huge cross that she had to bear. And in fact, I bore that cross with her. I shared that journey with her because I was the only one who actually did share it with her, because most other people really shied away from it. They were scared of it and they wondered what it was. And in some areas, you know, they would look at it as being kind of mad. But she wasn't, not at all. In fact, she was a woman born way before her time, because she had such a personality and so much energy and actually intuition that she gave me many gifts. There was a gift in it all. And you know, at the time you don't see it,
right?
But there is a gift in it,
right? And, you know, part of this, too, is really looking at, as we take the steps forward, as we look at our journey, you know, are we going to look at who is leading the way? Is it going to be our ego, or is it going to be something else? And what you're talking about here today is you're talking about, you know, when you allow God to lead the way, that's what you're talking about today.
Yes.
And the process of how that looks, you know, sometimes it could look very easy, very crystal clear. Other times it's a journey of exploration and questions. And that's what it sounds like. What did the doctor say when you asked the doctor for the doctor's help?
Well, I feel that he did know something. There's no doubt he knew something, because he had experienced the Holy Spirit. He didn't know it was the Holy Spirit. I do believe that he thought originally that I had some kind of strange power, because I think that was why he asked my asked Larry, was I normal? Because he had felt something highly unusual that he'd never felt before. But he didn't want to share too much because I think he was in his ego. And I think he was a man who was thinking, what's in it for me?
Uh-huh.
If it doesn't serve me, why would I share anything? And so, and also remember, he had been presented with something. I saw that come out of my side. Now, what was that? He was in, pardon me, total shock when he saw it, because I was given access to his innermost feelings, even though on the surface he most likely wasn't showing it because Larry didn't see it and Larry was in the room. Sorry, I've got a frog in my throat. He looked up to the ceiling, which is almost like avoiding eye contact.
Right, exactly.
Yes, and he said, I can't say I did. And then I asked him again, I said, are you sure? Because I saw you looking at it. And he looked up again to the ceiling and he said, I can't say I did. I'll let you know. And that really infuriated me in a way because, you know, you're not speaking to a teenager here. And I felt, he wanted to be in control of everything. And in a way, I had been given so much information about this. And also, I was determined now that I could do this without any need from him. I didn't need his input now because God was giving him an opportunity here. Because he'd shared with me information about himself. He knew it was safe with me. And of course, I don't share names or all that information. But it was definitely, he was being given an opportunity of soul correction. And he did not take it. Because his ego was in place. He's arrogant and he's egotistical. And even though God showed him so much in such a mysterious way that only God could do it, and he understood that, he still was doing it his way. And so,
well, I mean, so what you're talking about is you're talking about an experience that he couldn't perhaps participate in, at least in the way that the truth and the blessing of it was being revealed to him.
Yes, he could not. He couldn't do it because I think, you know, even though on the surface he looked this great achiever, this wonderful man, this surgeon, this whatever he was, because he wore many hats. But his energetic body, his soul body, his spiritual body had not reached that point where he could do it. He couldn't do it.
So what do you make of this? And the reason I'm asking it is, you know, in the first show, you shared about the journey and sort of the rise or the revelation of sacred fusion power or sacred fusion healing. And, you know, now upon, you know, part two of the story of returning to the doctor's office, you know, what is it you reflect upon that provide more pieces to the puzzle, so to speak?
Well, I do believe that, you know, people talk about sacred contracts. This was a very sacred experience. He was chosen. He was the one who came in for the experience. His soul was definitely present, but he and his soul had a disconnect. So he couldn't partake fully in it, but I could. And so there was a blessing in him being there. He mm-hmm. was the one that needed to be there. He did connect with me at some level because he knew he was safe with me, and he knew he could pour his heart out to me, and that would be safe. But I feel that for me, it was to show me, it was the way to show me my journey, and mm-hmm. I could also say yes or no to it. That was where the free will came in. And so he now has to, I don't believe I'm at this point to help him in any other way. He's to now work out whatever he's working out on his own. It was a big experience for me. They used a very powerful man to mm-hmm. show me. And I think it was to drive my journey home to me that I was to continue. I could accept the gift. I could accept it. For him, I think he saw that he already had a gift. He was a surgeon. And for me, it was very huge. It was, wow, you know, I didn't know who I didn't really know who I was, what my journey was. I didn't understand that my life had been setting me up for this, that it had been training me for this. And now I needed to learn. I was almost like a butterfly in a chrysalis. And I had to now break out of this chrysalis mm-hmm. and I had to fly.
Wow. You know, Felice, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what this journey has come to mean for you in so many ways. Mm-hmm. You know, when we look at this and we think about how gifts perhaps are received to us, but also how they're presented.
Yes. You know,
what does all of this mean? And what is it that we have to figure out for ourselves? For those of you out there, we're going to take a short break. When we're back, more with the journey, more with how God works in mysterious ways right here today, Sacred Fusion Power, Felice Diana. We're going to take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. Life is full of challenges and surprises. Your guidance is to move with the current, for it is in resisting the flow that creates problems. Ask your angels to help you open up your mind and heart to new ideas and fresh options. When you accept the possibility that there are other ways, previously unseen doorways, will be open to you and you will move easily through change. There is a solution to every problem, so look at things with eyes of love and expectation. Then your life force will flow freely through you. You will feel healthy and alive and will be able to access the necessary resources and wisdom within yourself to help you through change. I'd love to take this journey with you. Visit my website, enlightened-path.com, so we can explore all that is possible.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to A Time of Healing Radio with Felice Deanna and me, Dr. Pat. Felice, before we talk about the journey and the journey to healing and what does that mean that brings you to today and the work you do in the world, how can people find out more about you?
Okay, so I have a website, atimeofhealing.com. On there is a contact form. There's also, you can contact me by telephone number, 520-576-3942, or you can contact me on Facebook, A Time of Healing.
Awesome. Thank you. And that's how they can schedule time with you and schedule sessions with you as well.
Yes. And if they would like to talk with me first, please just call me and we can chat and we can get a feel for each other and see if you'd like to work with me.
Awesome. So listen, one of the things we were talking about was, you know, God working in mysterious ways, how you're talking about that, how that is important for you, right? The revelation of that, discovery of that. But then, you know, once you have that moment of awakening, you know, how does then the journey to healing begin?
Well, you really have to go into yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The journey is really going deeply into yourself. And that's what we're going to talk about, I think, in a little while. It is going into this space within and finding answers. For me, it turned me into a seeker. So you do have to seek answers. You can't go running off in any direction. You have to find which direction you need to go into. And I would say there are endless, for me, there weren't endless possibilities, but for some people, there are different possibilities depending on where you've come from, because you might be doing some work that feels very meaningful to you, but that might not be really where you're meant to be. There may be some kind of vague dissatisfaction with what you're doing and you don't really understand why. But mm-hmm. when this happens to you, well, for me, as I say, I believe you have to seek answers. You have to let the spirit work with you. So you have to go into that space within and you have to sit quietly with yourself and you have to reflect. Reflection is a very big part of healing. And so for me, I went into myself, I reflected, I looked at what had been shown to me, and I worked with that. So I first of all sought answers in many different places,
mm-hmm.
From religious institutions to metaphysical to transpersonal psychology, read books, went to seminars, and kind of used what resonated with me, because your soul does have answers for you. And so it's really what resonates with you, uh-huh. what truly feels like the truth for you. And that will definitely give you direction.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear other people, what they say, but they really cannot tell you what really this is about for you. That will be their ego coming in. You have to figure it for yourself. Now, you might need other people. For instance, some of the work I do help people kind of go into this journey and try and figure out where the different paths, the different wires that they've tangled up during their life takes them. But at the end of the day, you're figuring it out for yourself, because when you figure it out yourself, it is your truth. It's not somebody else's truth, it's yours. And so you feel absolutely comfortable with it and confident with it. The confidence takes a little bit of time, but as you test the waters, baby steps, it's always baby steps, and then it just opens up. And you might go down some directions where you think that's the direction, but then the door closes. But it's not been a waste of time, because you've learned something as you've gone along there, and you've learned something about yourself at the same time. Nothing is a waste of time. That's nothing that you do that's positive is a waste of time. So you have to discern what's positive and what's negative, what's going to be good for you, possibly, and what definitely is not going to be good for you.
And so how did that come to you? I think you make a reference sometimes to going into the void.
Yes.
And so when we're talking about going into the void, what does that mean? And, you know, how did that going into the void bring to the forefront what we're talking about here today? You know, the dynamic energy or the unveiling of sacred fusion and the gifts that were presented to you. What did the void do to facilitate that?
Well, you know, a lot of people have a void. I would say most people have a void. And the void is this feeling within of kind of an emptiness. It could be a disconnectedness, a lack of direction, an isolation, a lack of purpose. And we're very averse to going into the void, because the void isn't usually a nice feeling. In fact, we've done everything to avoid going into the void. You know, from things that can be very negative to ourselves, because we'll do anything to avoid it. And so when you go in, but the void, we have to look at the void from a different perspective, because the void is actually a classroom. It's a place where the journey actually to healing, to fulfillment, to wholeness, to growth begins. And so when you go into it, it's a place of great reflection. So you have to look at your life from where you are at that moment and reflect on what's led you to that place, and identify by going into the pain, the anxiety, whatever is in that void, and actually feeling it and writing about it. No matter how silly or stupid it sounds to you, the first things that might come up might not mean anything. But just write and allow then the next words to come in, and the next. And as you go deeper into it, you'll be starting to write words or places or times in your life where things happen to you that maybe caused you to go in a certain direction to avoid whatever pain was happening at that time. And it becomes clearer. And as you empty yourself from the negativity that's filling that void, it leaves space for growth, wholeness, and endless possibilities. And so it's a good place, really.
Yeah.
But it's painful to go into.
Yeah.
We have to go into it in order to grow to wholeness. We have to go into it. There really isn't a choice. Otherwise, we remain the same.
And the other part of this, too, is that we'll fill ourselves up with stuff. Mm-hmm. And we'll fill ourselves up with busyness. We'll fill ourselves up with food. We'll fill ourselves up with anything but that void. Mm-hmm. And yet, when I hear you talking about it, what I hear you talking about it is that no matter what we fill ourselves up with, it's not going to get us the satisfaction we're looking for.
No, it's not. It really is not. There'll always be this vague feeling of dissatisfaction, even if you've got all these material things, or, you know, if there's that void there, you could be sat on the most beautiful beach, you know, really enjoying yourself, looking at the blue water, and there'll still be this vague feeling of dissatisfaction.
Hmm.
And you have to return.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just been an avoidance, because yeah. When we return back, we're taking it back with us anyway.
Yeah. You know, part of this too is looking at being able to sift through what it is that's being shown to us that represents the truth of who we are, and what is being shown to us that represents some false sense of that.
Yes. Yes.
We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a bit about what happens when we're looking at the many faces of revelation that could be shown to us, the many faces of truth.
Yes.
Or what we think is the truth. And what is it that we could learn from each of those, whether they're representative of an authentic space or whether they truly are that of the trickster. Let's take a short break, everybody.
Yes.
Feliciana in the house. We'll be right back.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com. Tune in to People Like Us Radio with Megan Lyons, transcending the trauma of the human experience. Megan will be raising the universal consciousness by empowering listeners with their own inner strength, working past trauma and abuse. Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. Tune in every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Megan and her work, visit enterthelightllc.com.
How often do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency.
experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to A Time for Healing Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, and I am thrilled to be doing this show with Felice Deanna. Felice, again, before we talk about what happens when the real healer shows up, how can people find out more about you? How can they work with you? Let's make sure folks have that information. That would be great.
Yeah, so you can go to my website, A Time of Healing, and you'll find a contact form there. You can also call me, 520-576-3942, or you can contact me on Facebook at A Time of Healing.
Awesome.
And it might be good to put Tucson in because sometimes, you know, you can't get it otherwise.
To put Tucson in what?
When you're doing A Time of Healing, because sometimes, even though it's mine, A Time of Healing, some people kind of take it as a DBA or something. And so just make sure you get to me. You can't mistake it's me because you'll see me there and you'll recognize it from your website too at Transformation Talk Radio.
Perfect. Okay, so here we are. We're journeying along the way. Things are being revealed to you. But yet at the same time, the question really is, what is being revealed to you and is it real or not?
Yes.
And so that's where, as many of us have had to experience both the blessing and the wrath of the coyote.
Yes, yes. So Mike, this little coyote, I was coming out of my office and it was evening time, it was dark, and I was putting my stuff in my car in the parking lot, and I saw what I thought was a dog. And it kept on coming closer, and it stopped around about 6 feet away from me. And when it did, I saw it was a coyote.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very bedraggled looking. I went back into my office, and I wanted to feed it, but I didn't have any food. So I called Larry, and I said to him, "Where are you?" And he told me, and I said, "Do me a favor, go to Trader Joe's and get me some cooked shredded chicken and a bag of dog kibble." And so he did, and I told him there was a coyote, and it looked bedraggled. He came, he brought the food, and we had a paper plate. I took the food, and I put it down in the parking lot. The coyote was still there, and it came, and it ate the food. So every night thereafter, I put food for the coyote, but not in this spot. I went to the back of the buildings where there weren't any people because I was afraid that somebody might hurt the coyote if they saw it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and every night the food was gone, but I did not know whether the coyote had actually eaten the food or some other animal had eaten the food. Well, I stopped seeing the coyote. And I was concerned about it because I didn't see it. And then one rainy day, months later, I was waiting for a client to come. And I had a glass door in my office and I was on the ground level. This coyote ran by in the pouring rain, past my door on three legs. So I immediately sent it healing energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was months later, I didn't see it, and I talked about it often with Larry, and I said, "Oh, I hope that coyote was all right."
Oh, yeah.
Months later, oh, no, I'm missing a part. So it started to come around my office, marking its territory. One night, I was coming out of my office, and I turned to my door, and there is the coyote looking in. Well, I wasn't going to let him in. I saw him mark his territory, so I knew he was a boy. I wasn't going to let him in, but I left the food for him and I left. I then didn't see him for months, except that he'd run past my office on three legs. I sent him the healing energy. Well, it was months later that I heard these people outside of my office talking. I was waiting for somebody again to come, and I opened my door and I said, "What are you talking about?" They said, "There's a coyote in the parking lot." And I said, where is it? And he said, it's between the cars. Well, just then the client came and I had to do the work for the client. But when I was leaving my office, the coyote was stood there. And now he was in great splendor. His coat was magnificent. His legs were, he was using all four legs. The sun was shining through the trees. As he stood, there was a grassy area. He was standing on the grassy area. And I looked at him and I knew that he'd returned to show me that he was fine. And now I never saw him again after that. That was it. And I knew I wouldn't. Mm. And so it was just a beautiful experience of healing, connection, kindness, and really a small miracle. And so I knew that God again had worked in this mysterious way, and therefore I could do this healing work for animals too, and I could also do it remotely. They didn't have to be with me.
Mm. So what do you think that experience activated?
It activated another part of me. It was another level of connection to spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was another level of trust and surrender, of not having to guide my journey, allowing God to lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever was going to, what I needed for my journey would come in, not when I always expected it.
Uh-huh.
It was when it was going to happen. It was mapped out.
Mm.
And it was when I was ready to receive it, ready and able to process it. And therefore, not to push it, just to allow it. And to allow everything, even this radio show, to just allow it to happen the way it's meant to happen.
Yeah.
And let spirit do the work.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about you, Dr. Pat, because you get that.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, I tell you, Felice, it's taken me a lot of years to get it.
Yes.
You know, I was interviewing Mike Murphy here earlier, whose story is gut-wrenching when you think of loss and grief and what he decided to do with that.
Yes.
And one of the things we were talking about is exactly what you were talking about today.
Yes.
That is, we have a tendency when life gets us off our mark, let's say, right?
Yes.
We have a tendency to run faster, try to control more, whatever that looks like. But what you talked about today, I have found to be the key. And that is allow the void to present itself to you. Allow that energy to be so unfiltered and so clean in the nature of it that all that resides there are the vast abundance of possibilities.
Yes.
And I think that's what you're talking about, because the healing work you're doing in the world today would not have been revealed to you had you not decided to do that.
No.
Yeah.
It would not. It definitely would not. I wouldn't have realized it on any level. I wouldn't.
No.
And, you know, you see people, you know, go through life always avoiding the void.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, they end up looking back at their life and mm-hmm. they really have no understanding what the meaning of their life has really been about.
Yep.
At a deep level, they don't know.
Absolutely. And then as we were talking about earlier, it's interesting. I'm talking about two people that didn't have to say yes to taking a gift out into the world. Right. And this is you. You had to say yes now and
yes.
bring your healing nature out into the world. And
yes.
that's what folks are going to really be able to experience in these future shows with you.
Yes,
that
exactly.
power and potential of sacred fusion healing.
Yes, yes, it
oh,
is.
I love it.
It is.
Wow. thank you so much for sharing that story.
Thank you very much.
That is amazing. Because, you know, in the world, when we are presented with gifts, it doesn't mean that we are to sit back on our laurels. Because when I think about you, and I know you better than perhaps our listeners know you yet, showing up to do this radio show, that is a giant yes you had to welcome. And it didn't come, and it doesn't come without its trials and tribulations. So I have to commend you and thank you. And in the future shows, you are going to be demonstrated to our listeners what sacred fusion power is all about.
Yes.
Thank you, Felice.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, for those of you out there, I want to make sure if you want to find out more about Felice, really super easy to do, go to the website, atimeofhealing.com. For more information about Felice, of course, on the show, you can listen to our archives. And by the way, you'll find her on iTunes and many other places. Felice, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. For those of you out there, we're not done yet. We've got more coming up on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll see you in a little bit.
Thank you for listening to A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Make sure to tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and learn to open your heart and mind to your own unique sacred journey. As an enlightened mystic and healer, I heeded a call to service by sharing my gifts through my hands, intuition, words, and heart to help you, the listeners, get in touch with your deeper purpose and learn to unveil the authentic you. For more information on me, Felice Diana, and my work, visit atimeofhealingradio.com.